What do you call that tile part that's in front of it?
The hearth.
Okay. And if you had wood in it to hold up the wood, what would there be?
I can't remember what they call them.
Those things that stand up?
Yeah,
those things are sort of attached to the thing that holds up the wood.
Is it the screen? Not the screen, it's in front of it.
The screen keeps the
I don't even know what they call the... Show my stupidity, don't I?
Well, no, because nobody has these.
I don't know,
because
we don't use them, yeah.
Grill? Irons?
Is it an iron, yeah? The
andirons,
yeah.
Is that the only words you've ever heard for them, or can you think of any others?
No.
Back east, some of them are called dog irons.
Dog irons.
Fire dogs.
Never heard of that.
The smoke goes up a
chimney,
mm-hmm. And the black stuff inside the chimney is
soot.
Let's see. Little pieces of wood that you burn. Are
kindling.
Called, and what's left over after a fire?
Ashes. And a mess.
It's just not worth even doing.
Not for me, it's not now.
What's the big log that you put on a fire that burns really slowly?
To show you again, I don't know.
I don't know how many people really have a word for this. You ever heard of a backlog?
I've heard of it, yeah.
But you would never use it.
I would never have thought of using it now.
Okay. Okay, changing the topic a little bit, you'd keep your clothes in a
closet.
Uh-huh. And what's a piece of furniture that you might keep your clothes in?
A dresser drawer or a bureau?
What's the difference between a dresser and a bureau?
Chest of drawers would be more like I would think a bureau would be.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I would really call it, would be a chest of drawers. A dresser is a little bit lower with smaller drawers, usually with a mirror above it.
Okay. If you have storage space above your house, that's called
attic.
Right. And let's see. What are the things that draw rain away from a house?
The gutters.
What would you put on the outside of a house to protect it from the elements?
Screen.
Well, something to put on the walls of a house. Some people in the East put this on their houses so they won't have to repaint them every year. Sears sells it.
Oh, the siding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, on a ranch, the main building is called what?
The ranch house.
Okay. And when you leave the house, you have to open the door and then you do what? You
close the door.
Mm-hmm. And you, if your window is open and you don't want it to be open, you have to do what?
Close it.
Okay. What do people build in areas where they have tornadoes?
Cellars, storm cellars.
And what kinds of windows would you need if you lived in a place with lots of blizzards?
Probably the storm windows,
the
double-paned storm windows.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, here
we
are.
Oh, there's another one. Who's that?
That's Turquoise.
Ooh, a beautiful kitty.
And she's a sweet little kitty.
Yeah. She got curious. When you do your makeup in the morning, you look in the
mirror.
And the mirror is made out of
glass.
And Dorothy said there's no place like
home.
And you sweep up with a
broom.
And when you walk outside, you walk out your front door, you're standing on something. What's that called?
In the step.
Okay, and how about in the backyard?
Grass.
Grass.
I got you there.
Yeah.
Out on steps.
Well, if you had a cement area, what would that be?
Your patio or a porch?
Is there a difference between a patio and a porch?
A porch would be usually enclosed.
Okay. And is a patio covered?